Blog Talk Radio.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear.
There was some doubt.
Yeah, when I didn't go to sleep until 6-7 o'clock on Wednesday, and then took the dog out for a walk and was thinking of what else to do and fell asleep, finally. Woke up about 1:30 in the afternoon and just started putzing. I just started putzing, doing this and that and rearranging in the bathroom and making the bed and stuff you always do, right? But, you know, doing the dishes, sweeping the floor, putting away a couple of things out of the spare room, trying to start getting that all squared away, and measuring the porch to see how big it was, because I got to put rugs out there to keep bugs from coming up through the cracks between the boards. Just putzing, just doing this and that. Before I know it, it's like 5 o'clock, and Apache's asking to go outside again, so it's like, okay, let's go outside. And then it's, okay, I'm out of gas. That's it. There ain't no more. So I just sat down with a book and the TV and did that. And talked on the phone for a couple hours or three. I'm not sure, but it was a long time.
Busy day.
It really, but all my days are like that because I feel like I'm wasting my life if I just sit around and not do anything. And I usually try to do that on purpose on Monday after the weekend and when I was doing shows on Saturday and Sunday, and it was just something I needed to do on Monday. And now it's going to be a choice.
Yeah.
So sleep a little more, don't sleep a little more, do some yard work, whatever I feel like doing, okay, because I don't have 2 days in a row for a show anymore. And so that's right. Going to work out a little bit better for me. I did talk to my brother today. Guess what? He hurt his wrist. He pulled a tendon in his left wrist, and he can't rack his gun, and he is upset about it.
Oh, gosh.
And he says he can't even hold it with his left hand and rack it with his right because he can't put that pressure on it. And it's like, well, then wear that brace and get it healed up, honey. I don't know what else to tell you. So...
Aww.
He's just, and the reason I called him is because another one of his kitties died this morning. So, but she was 14. She died from kidney failure. I think most of his cats have died from kidney failure. I don't know what that's all about, but they all live to be pretty old. He had 3 of them that were 16 and 2 of them that were 14. And now Kisa died today. She was 14. So, he's got 2 old ladies left and 2 middle-aged cats. He's going to have to go out and get more cats. I don't know what he's going to do. It's only 4 cats. My word. Well, the thing is, he loves cats. He loves cats. But he's allergic to them. So he takes a couple allergy pills every day so that he can keep his kitties. It's like, okay, sweetheart, whatever turns your crank, because he's doing something right. Those kitties are so lovable, and they love to be petted and talked to, and the 4 that he's still got are just beside themselves, wondering what's happened to everybody, you know, because it's been since January that 3 of them died, you know, and then in the 3 or 4 months before that, he lost 3 others. So he's kind of at a loss. But, you know, the thing is, Kisa died this morning, and today was the day that he was going to take her to the vet and see if there was something they could do. He had her at the vet last week, and they've kind of been waiting for this, you know. But he was hoping she would live to go to the vet today so that he could give her a shot and she could go easy. But from what it sounds like, she went pretty easy anyway. I just wish she had. Yeah, and he does too. We wish she hadn't been so sick before she went. She was a little spitfire. She was a little spitfire. But, I called her Kissy Butt. She was a funny little thing. She wasn't very big, but boy, you never would have known it from the way she acted. She was the queen of the world. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. The one I miss the most is the one he lost about 6-8 months ago. And he was a big Maine Coon. White and gray Maine Coon. And you didn't pet him or cuddle on him unless he let you in. It took me about 4 years for him to let me in. But once he did, when I went to visit, he was right over there and in my lap. So once you were accepted, you were good as gold. And I miss that old guy. I really do. I think I miss him more than any of the others. It's not that he was any sweeter, because he wasn't. He was a lot more cantankerous and a lot more, you touch me before I'm ready to be touched, and you are mincemeat. And he made sure you understood that. But I adored that cat. I adored that cat. Maybe because he was so independent. I'm not sure, but I knew that when he came over asking for pets, he meant it. And that's kind of rare. Yeah, so he wasn't really starting out too good today when I called him, but I knew once one of his babies died, I had to call him and talk to him. And we were on the phone for like, oh my gosh, 2 hours. It was just around 2 o'clock. I called him. We got off the phone about 4:05. So, and we talked about everything, which is what we always did. I quit talking at him because I got mad at him. So I hadn't talked to him up until I was getting ready to move from Arizona. I hadn't talked to him for about 3 years. But,
wow.
You know. Well, he picked having my ex stay with him over Christmas to work on the car. And Christmas had always been the holiday. Christmas had always been the holiday that I went and stayed with him that weekend. And it made me mad. I said, no problem. I didn't yell at him. I didn't accuse him of anything. I just didn't talk to him. So I don't know if he ever even noticed. He's always been so busy. Maybe he didn't notice, but I don't need to bring up the subject. It's okay. That's not a big deal. Anyway, we have a music, and we have probably enough music for 2 or 3 shows in here. And that's a good thing, because I don't play all the music that I write down from the library. I like to play East Choices first, and then I can fill in. I got no problem with that. There's lots of fill songs, so it's okay. So what we are going to start with is one that I've never heard before. I've never even heard of the group before. Oh, I've led such a sheltered life. Anyway.
What is it?
This is a group called Passenger, and the song is called Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. drifting high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Will you see her when you fall asleep? But never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
That seems like an awful waste of good time, you know? Only realize you love somebody when you broke up with them? I'm sorry, that's under the column stupid.
That's another song I've not heard.
It's hard for me. I don't think I've heard it before, but then I start listening to it and it's familiar, you know, one of those. So...
yeah.
It's kind of like, well, maybe I did, just don't remember it. But it's like, okay, but I don't remember the group Passenger, because that dude's voice you would remember. He has got a unique voice. But I like it. He does with that voice, that was a good song for him to sing. It really was. It suited him very well. And I just, you listen to that song and you go, well, dude, you're wasting an awful lot of time. Look at everything that you don't realize until you're past it. What kind of life is that? Oh, my gosh. You only like this right. after you don't have it. You only miss the sunshine when it's dark. It's like, wait a minute. You're doing something wrong, dude. You're doing something wrong. You're missing everything. And then you only realize you love this person after you broke up with them. Well, that's kind of backwards. You're not supposed to do it that way. That's not how it works. So anyway, I now have one of E's favorites. This is the Bee Gees. Now, I've never heard the Bee Gees do a bad song. Never. They're always good.
No.
This one, I remember from 8th grade, maybe 7th grade. Anyway, I remember listening to this and going, well, good grief, they're describing my life. And that is a sad thing. So listen to the Bee Gees doing the song, I Started a Joke.
I started a joke which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Drawn-out endings don't really thrill me a whole lot. So abrupt is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. And now, friends and neighbors and boys and girls, I have one that was specifically told to me that this is for Sue in Texas. And it's called Rainbow on the Rio Colorado by Slim Whitman.
There's a rainbow on the Rio Colorado. There's a haze around the western Texas moon. Someone waves by the Rio Colorado, 'cause I promise to come back to Texas soon. When the dawn comes breaking through this lonesome buckaroo, we'll be riding down a trail I used to roam. There's a rainbow on the Rio Colorado, and it calls me to my western Texas home. When the dawn comes breaking through this lonesome buckaroo, we'll be riding down a trail me to my western Texas home. Yes, it called me to my western Texas home.
Oh, yeah. That,
nice.
That baritone looking tenor. Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. I thought that was awfully nice. Hey, anytime anybody dedicates something to somebody, it's nice. It's just nice. I love that. Okay.
Cool.
Now,
thank you.
I happen to know that Donovan was kind of popular in his day. Folk singer and all that business, you know. And this is one of his songs that doesn't really strike me as a folk song. It really doesn't. It's 60s rock. Well, however, 60s could be rock. But anyway, I always liked this one because my name's in it. Hey, hey, surprise, surprise.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is Jennifer Juniper. Yeah, I've been hearing that song since the 60s, and I've always liked it. And it always grabs your attention when your name's in a song, you know. And when I first originally played that, it was because he found it for me and gave it to me. He said, here's one for you. It's got your name in it. So I played it, and I've still got it in my studio. So I got to play it every once in a while just because. You know, Donovan was pretty good. You know, he had some pretty good songs. Who's the other dude I'm thinking of? The Afro dude. Oh, well, I'll think of it. Bob Dylan. That's what I'm thinking of. Bob Dylan. He had some great songs. Really, really great songs.
Oh, he did.
Yes, totally cool. And then I discovered the band. That's what they called themselves. Because everybody asked them, what do you call yourselves? And they said, we're just the band. And they got that because they were a studio band that backed up all the acts that came in to record songs. And
right.
So they were the band for a long time. And they finally retired and had a great big huge TV special retirement concert type thing. You know, and it was, they're good. They're dang good. And I wish I'd discovered them sooner, but I didn't. So it is what it is. But at least I can go and listen to all of their recordings that they did, because they did do some recordings. But they were, oh, man, Bo Diddley, they helped him. They helped Muddy Waters, Bob Dylan. They were with a lot of people. And I do have a song that they did that I am going to play, but I'm not going to play it right now. It's like, it's one of those, okay, I'll play it if I have time and need a song. Otherwise, we won't worry about it. So I'll get some of the really good ones in at a later show, because they had some good music. They really did. But here now, I am going to play the last of three songs that I got sent yesterday morning, and they came video unavailable. Well, I found them. I found all three of them. I put all three of them into the studio. I've played two of them on Tuesday. So now I'm going to play the third one. This is the Brothers Four doing Seven Daffodils.
I may not have a mansion, I haven't any land, not even a paper dollar to crinkle in my hand, but I can show you morning on a thousand. And give you seven daffodils. I do not have a fortune to buy you pretty things, but I can weave you moonbeams for necklaces. Seven golden daffodils, all shining in the sun, to light our way to evening, when our day is done, and I will give you music and a crust of bread.
Now, I have to admit, I've never heard that one before, but I do like it. I do like it. If you listen to the words, it's really nice and sweet and loving. I like it. I like it. And you notice they use daffodils instead of red roses.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of different. It's like giving somebody sunshine. You know? I look mm-hmm. at daffodils and I think of sunshine. It's great. I think it's absolutely great. Okay. Here is one that you sent me Thursday. Okay? And it's the one that, remember I looked for a song and I couldn't find it?
Right.
Well, I never did find it, so I've got it now, though. I know I loaded it in, but who knows what Blog Talk does with stuff half the time. I could have imagined it. I don't know. But at any rate, here is one that was originally done by Jerry and the Pacemakers. And Elvis picked it up, only made it jazzy. And it is labeled as rare and jazzy. Yeah, imagine that. But it's the song I'll Be There.
Let's make it like the first chorus all the way through.
People, you got to know that, but it's kind of like you're sitting there listening to that and going, okay, are you ever going to stop? Are they ever going to fade it out? This could go on all day. I'm sorry, but I think that was a little bit of overkill, but you know, he did what they told him to, and it didn't sound bad. It just kept going and going and going and going. I bet he never did that when he did it live.
Probably not.
Uh-uh. I bet not. Okay, a little bit of information about that song. It was written by Bobby Darin. Okay, so If it sounded a little familiar, that's probably why. Now, Elvis didn't do it originally. Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded it, okay? But Elvis recorded it at American Studios in Memphis on January 23rd of 1969. It is on the Let's Be Friends album, the Essential 60s Masters 1 album. Oh yeah. And the Time Life Collection, Volume 12. Mustn't forget the Time Life Collection. You know, you could really miss something if you forget that. And Suspicious Minds, the Memphis. Okay. And, you know, there's a few others. I don't need to read all of them. So it says here that Felton Jarvis remixed a number of songs in 1980 by giving them a completely new backing track. I'm glad some people know how to do that. That's okay. But it wouldn't be the original recording, and that's okay too. You know, just sometimes you got to switch it up, and then people rediscover it and say, oh, I never heard that before. Because, yeah, you heard the song, just not that version of it. So it's okay. It's okay. All right. At this point in time, here is one that we just do not hear very often. And when I ran across it the other day, I thought, you know what? I'm going to play that. This is Paralyzed from the December 15th, 1956 Hayride. Enjoy.
Friends, a song that is from my new album called All I Could Do Was Stand There. When we kissed, ooh, what a thrill. You took my hand and ooh, baby, what a chill. I feel like wrapping you real tight. Sweet and sweet, but all in the light. All I could do was stand that girl. Oh, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ever since the day you came my way, ooh, you've made my life for me just one big happy day. Every morning and night I'm still the same. You remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and told me you'd be mine. Well, in the front of the preacher you said I do. I couldn't say a word for thinking of you. All I could do was stand that girl. Oh, hell, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my way. Ooh, you made my life for me just one bigger happy game. I'm gay every morning. And I don't feel the same way. Remember that wonderful time, oh, when you held my hand and told it you to be mine. But in the front of the preacher, you said I do. I couldn't say a word for a second. All I could do was stand that girl alive. All I could do was stand that girl alive.
You know, for a country music show, Hayride didn't do too bad. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, that crap was
yeah.
A good time.
Oh,
he was,
yeah.
He was rock. He was
well, I think he was having a pretty good time, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I really do. And to keep going with information, as soon as I find it, oh, I thought it would be down there. It's not. It's up here. Well, jingle bells. Okay, there we are. Okay, that was written by Otis Blackwell and Elvis Presley. Thus it says. And it was recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood on September 2nd of 1956. RCA put it out as a single. Okay? It was also on Elvis Hits Volume 2, I Was the One, Elvis 66, Time Life Collection Volume 6, of course. You have to have that on there, you know? And Good Rockin' Tonight. And just, you know, there's quite a few other ones. So they made sure that those songs got well distributed. So you didn't have to buy one particular album or one particular single. You could find it in many places. And that was probably a smart thing. Probably smart thing. So, okay, and comments on this say that after take 12 was recorded, a small insert section was required. And this was achieved after 5 takes and a composite master was created. And the actual tape of all the takes has been lost. Or it's in a back corner in the vault someplace, you know. It's hard to say. Could have been stuck under the bed up in his bedroom. You don't know about these things all the time. my son used to use his bedroom as a stash, you know, under the bed for the things from his lunch that he didn't want to eat, but that he didn't want me to know he didn't eat, like his apples or his carrot sticks or something. You never found the cookies. You might find half a sandwich, but you didn't find the good stuff, but you found the stuff that was good for him. Well, I went in there to clean one time. It must have been a couple of weeks since I'd been in the vacuum under the bed and everything. I just vacuumed around it most of the time, made him pick up his toys, and I found all this stuff under there, and it's like, honey, what are you doing? And he started crying. It's like, no, you don't need to cry. I'm not mad. Aww. I just want to know what's going on. And he said, I just don't want to eat the apple every day. And I said, well, then tell me. And you don't have to take one. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem. I'm not going to make you take something you're not going to eat. Just tell me you don't feel like eating an apple today, and we'll just leave it in the fridge and no problem. So after that, it was pretty good. He didn't do it anymore, but he was afraid he was going to get in trouble because he didn't want to eat that apple, so he stuffed it under the bed. Like, okay, fine.
Well, I think all kids do that. My kids would do it too. Or they'd throw things out at the trash before they'd bring their lunchbox back in the house. And
he couldn't do that because he didn't go by the trash. The trash was over on the side of the house, on the side of the shed, and he had to come in the front door. It was a bit harder. Well, he thought putting it under his bed was a smart thing to do, but you know what? When Mama cleans, she found it. He didn't do it anymore. He figured out, you know, there's some things you can probably tell Mama and not get in trouble for. It's okay. I thought that was so funny. I really did. I thought that was hilarious. It's all right to not eat your apple. Just tell me you didn't eat it. We'll put it back in the fridge. You're fine. Okay, Mama. All right. I'm sorry, but little boys are funny.
I know. They are.
A little girl, when she got home, would just take in that apple and put it back in the fridge. Not said anything about it, just put it back in the fridge, and nobody would have noticed anything or said anything about it. But no, little boys are different. Boy, are they ever. Anyway.
Big difference.
Vive la difference, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I have one of the songs from Thursday that I didn't play because there just wasn't time. I just ran out of time. And so here is one of the songs that he sent me. It is Victor Mahwini. I don't know. I didn't name him. And the song is Any Dream Will Do, and it's a cover.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I needed. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the evening, the dawn was breaking, the world was waking, any dream.
Cover. He was not the original recorder. So, you know, just take that stuff with a grain of salt, what it's meant to be. Don't try to read anything extra into it, okay? You frustrate yourself and send yourself to the crazy farm if you keep doing that. So, I just read for what it says and then say, if I know it's not true, you say, or so the fact says. You know, it's just there. It doesn't mean it's 100% factually true. They've just, he contributed to it in some way, and so they made him a co-writer. You know, it's not a big deal, guys. It really isn't. Oh, that's got an S on it, and you're never going to get it to come up unless you do it right. Okay. Picky, picky, picky computer, my gosh. Or picky blog talk, actually. All right, it's time for a little bit of country. Dolly Parton. And he sent me this song, I think it was 3 weeks ago. Sorry, honey, it just sometimes takes time. This is My Mountains, My Home. She turns up that volume, and you're going to hear her for about 30 seconds after she's done. I like it. I do like it. Yes. All right. This is one I ran across this morning. Did I run across it yesterday? No, I think I ran across it this morning. Okay. You guys have all heard of Faith Hill, right?
Uh-huh.
And Tim McGraw. Well, they
yeah.
have been married. They have been married to each other for, oh, some 20-some-odd years, I think it is. And they love each other endlessly. They have four children. And they're just, they tour together, they perform together, they record together. I mean, it's like the perfect union. You know, and I'm so glad that they found each other, because you don't find perfection like that very often. And I'm glad to see that they're hanging on to it. Here is a song that is billed as being by Faith Hill, but Tim McGraw sings harmony with her on it, which you would expect. And the name of the song is Just to Hear You Say That You Love Me. And it just outlines all the things that she would do just to be able to say that she loves him, and all the things that she would do just to be able to be where she could hear him say he loves her. So take it and put it in front of the person that you want to know that, okay? Because it's gorgeous.
Be in your arms, baby.
I love that song. That's nice. And when you watch their video, you can tell that it's not all acting. You know, they're really singing this to each other. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic. I love how strong their relationship is. And I don't think that anything could ever come between them and spoil that. They've been together through all of this show business stuff and stayed just as strong as they ever were. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think it will change. All right, here's another one that E sent me this morning. It's George Baker selection, and it's called Manolito.
Don't you let me down.
Yeah, with that one, you get out your big full skirt and your castanets and your heeled shoes. And oh, don't forget the hat in the middle of the floor. You need the big sombrero in the middle of the floor. You could have a good time with that one. You really could.
Yeah.
If you have the energy.
When are you going to do that?
Oh, hey, as soon as I get the sombrero. Yeah. I'll put it out in the middle of the lawn and no, because then I'd fall. Well, no, we can't do that. So.
No. You don't need any more falls.
No. That wouldn't work very well. Okay, anyway, here is another one that I was at this morning. And this is Sandy Shaw. And this guy, if you would see a video of this gal before you heard her sing, you would go, well, where's that voice coming from? Because
yeah.
it sounds different than what she looks like she would sound. I should be getting used to that, but it still kind of throws me sometimes. But anyway, this is Sandy Shaw with Puppet on a String. Yes, I've liked that one since the first time I heard it, which was a few years ago, the first time I played it on my show. It's not something that was played at the music stations. They just didn't do it. Why? I have no idea. Somebody just didn't bribe them enough, I guess. I don't know for sure. But it was early 60s, I believe. And you still were going around to the different radio stations begging them to play your song. And sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't. A lot of times they didn't. If they didn't, you didn't have a hit, you know, because that's where it started back then.
Right.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But that's what they did. That's what they did. So I don't know why I never heard that song. Maybe I heard it and just don't remember it. It just didn't stick in my brain for whatever reason. My music taste was different in the early 60s, I guess. Anyway, okay, it's time to play Anne's song. Okay? She sent this one to me, and it's a Dean Martin song, and, oh, heck, somebody else did it that I was more familiar with than Dean Martin, and I don't remember who it is now, but anyway, it's called Return to Me.
Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I'm yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me, please come back, Bellamia. Hurry back, hurry home, to my arms, to my lips, and to my heart. Return to me, return to me.
Okay, good job. And that was from Dean Martin's rendition of it. Perry Como also did that song. That was who I was trying to think of, was Perry Como. It's such a nice, sweet love song, though. It's so sweet. I remember hearing that. I used to watch his variety show, and he did that on his variety show a couple times over the years. Very nice. Very nice. Perry Como had a variety show. Frank Sinatra had a variety show. There's so many of them. Jimmy Durante had a variety show. Smothers Brothers had a variety show. Then, of course, there was always Ronan Martin on Laugh-In. And there, well, you could probably go on for six pages. But anyway, yes, Dean Martin did that one. I think he's the one that's most remembered for it. I don't believe he was the first one that did it, but I don't know for sure. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt and don't etch it in stone. All right. Now, I'm going to do Sue's request now. It's called...
Thank you.
And I think I might have to sing this one. This is so nice.
Okay.
I love this song. I've never heard it before, but I fell in love with it. It's called The Nearness of You, by Nora Jones.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness. Isn't your sweet kindness? It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams came true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you will only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the the nearness of you.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, you need to sing that, Gerald.
Yeah.
That song too.
Yeah, it's one of those old style torch what? Songs.
Yeah.
I love those. I love those. Like Cry Me a River and stuff like that, you know. That is so awesome. Thank you for sending that, Sue, because like I said, I had never heard it before and I love that. I think it was absolutely fantastic. That. So, let's see. Let's get this one to come up. No, it won't. Why? Oh, because I probably have an extra word stuck in there somewhere. Oh, that's not it either. Well, maybe I'll choose a different song since I can't decide what the computer likes on that. This is that stupid. Okay, let's go this way. I'm stubborn. I can't just give up. You know what I mean? I know it's horrible. I'm sorry. I know it's horrible. But, okay, here it is. I was typing it in right. Oh, well, the computer decided it was going to have one of those moments. Whether it's PMS or menopause, I don't know, but it had one of those moments. Okay.
Oh my.
So here it is. Oh my word. Whose computer is this really? You know what I mean? I'm going to play one by, I know. I'm going to play one by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Pips. That's a little watermelon seed. Watermelon seed's a pip. Okay. If they want to be pips, we'll let them. All right, this is from 1970, If I Were Your Woman.
If I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man,
yeah.
She tears you down.
Yeah, that's one of those songs that you sneak it up on your guy. You know, and you say, now you listen to me. Make sure you have your finger out and under his nose. Okay, shake it under his nose. You listen. If I was your woman, you'd be too tired to walk out that door. And be careful of what he says, though. You know, just, you know, it could be a whole range of responses, so be ready.
Right.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. ABBA. I'm sorry. I am one. No, I'm not sorry, but I am one of those people that admits to liking ABBA. Okay? Now, this video was made in Sweden, and it's a song by ABBA called So Long. All right. See, I like ABBA. That's a good jiving song.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like with any other group. There are some of them that it's like, no, we'll skip this one, you know. Or, man, this thing's dragging on. But a lot of them are like, hey, this is cool. I like this song. So, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I have Helen Shapiro and the Beatles in 1963. I don't know where he finds these, but I'm glad he does. Okay? So he sent me this one this morning, and it is called look who it is. If you get a chance to look up this video, look this video up, because it's just kind of a little surprise. You know, you don't expect something like this. Most of their videos are driving, jumping around, surprising, all that stuff. This isn't like that. This isn't like that. I think Helen had a little bit to do with that. So this is Helen Shapiro and the Beatles, except for Paul. It had a note there, and I did ask, and I was told by Eve that he was in another studio. We don't know what he was doing, but he was in another studio. You know, they might have locked him in a closet for all we know. But this one's called Look Who It Is. Make sure it was her singing and not some guy, you know.
Yeah.
That quite unique, quite unique. It just, you don't run across that. You just don't. Okay. This next one I am going to play for E. It's a favorite, and I don't hear it except when I play it. So this is for you, honey. Patches by Clarence Carter.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but She said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you. One day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the field, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. The angels took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patrick, I'm dependent on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say,
I love that song. I remember when I first used to hear that song, I was junior or senior in high school, I forget exactly, but I'd be sitting on, cross-legged on my bed, and I would have to stop practicing my single swingers music because I couldn't do that while I was listening to another piece of music. It just didn't work. It just didn't work. But anyway, I could pick up my pen and do my math or my English or whatever it was I had there for homework while I was listening to the song. And that's what it brings back to me, because I used to sit on my bed cross-legged and bend over forward and do my homework laying in, on the bed in front of me. How? I don't know. I just did it. Yes, I did. I was able to unfold and walk afterwards. How? I don't know.
Well, I
have no idea.
You mean sitting Indian style?
Yeah.
I did it all the time.
Yeah, we never called it Indian style, though. Up in the Pacific Northwest, that could get you killed. But, you know.
It hasn't been as easy for me since I've had this injury, though. But
oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
what
but
are you
not,
doing bending, not, that, bending that joint in that way when
well,
you got hurt
I'm not,
like that?
I'm not.
I'm yelling
I'm
at you.
I'm not doing it.
Did you notice?
As, I tell you what, Jenny, I just don't know if this is ever going to go away. I mean,
it will eventually, honey. You know what? It could be 2 years down the road, and all of a sudden you realize, oh hey, I'm walking, and it doesn't hurt. What happened? I kid you not.
Man, I tell you.
I kid you not. That is how suddenly you will notice it. It could have been healed for 3 weeks, but you wouldn't have ever noticed it because it was so gradual. Then all of a sudden you'll realize it.
Yeah.
You know, it.
Well, I hope
it's kind of fun,
yeah.
Yeah,
I tell you,
well,
it has been a rough. I mean, I think a something
yeah.
broken would be easier to heal than this has been.
Yeah,
but
it would have been. You
there,
probably,
huh?
to from other people I've known that injure that particular joint or whatever it is, they have found that it was a pulled ligament. And the only
yeah.
thing that fixes a pulled ligament is surgery, because it's stretched out. It's stretched out.
Yeah.
And
right.
ligaments aren't usually able to bounce back. They're not like elastic bands so much. Once they get stretched beyond their point, you're stuck with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
well,
that
see,
happened
I've never,
to my ex's
I've...
knee and it happened to somebody else's hip. I forget, one of my girlfriends, I think. But anyway, yeah, it's very, very difficult for it to snap back to its original position. And it's like I've told you before, honey, it'll never be 100% like it was before. Ligaments just don't do that.
Wow.
You know? If it was a tendon, yes, eventually that would heal, but it would take a long time. If it was a muscle, yeah, that'll heal in a few weeks. A tendon, not so much. You know, they all have different elastic properties, and you're stuck, honey.
Certainly getting old, and I'm so tired of doing all these exercises every day, you know, so many times a day, but I've got to do it. I have to keep trucking.
Yes, you have to do it. But stop and think for a second. Now, honey, if you were 22 years old, you would have been healed 3 or 4 months ago. But guess what, darling? I love you to death, but you're not 22 years old anymore.
Unfortunately.
I hate to break it to you. I hate to break it to you, but, you know, we're at the age now where it's like my wrist. If I had been, hey, even 35, that wrist would be healed by now, but it's still sore, and if I use it too much, it really, really hurts. And, you know, my other sprained wrist, it's like I can write. If I write my music list, it hurts for hours afterwards. But it'll get better. It's going to get better. It's just going to take 6 times longer than it would have if I was 30 years younger.
Oh,
crap.
Gosh.
Yeah.
See that length that E sent this morning with that guy purchasing that car and trying to get out of it?
No, I didn't see that.
That was so funny. You'll have to go back and find that link. It was just this morning.
I'll go back. I was either working on the show or I was sleeping or eating breakfast or something.
No, I'm sorry. It was around 12 or 1 o'clock, but it was really comical.
I was finishing up a light lunch, and then I was going to call my brother, so I wasn't on the computer at that point. It wasn't happening. I'm not on the computer very much during the day. I'm just not.
That man was laughing so hard. He was down on all fours. And he was laughing so hard his bald head turned red.
Oh, my gosh. Never buy a car you can't get out of. If you have to fall into it and claw your way out of it, that's not the right car to have. I was starting to have to do that with my Jag, so I sold it. I said, I can't do this. I got to go. It needs to belong to somebody else. I can't claw my way out of this car every time I want. Oh, it was so fun to drive, though. Oh, my Lord. I would take the twisty-turny uphill highway up to, up the hill. And it was up past Camp Verde and up past there and through the hills. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun. My little car doesn't even hold a candle to it going up a twisty, windy road like that. That Jaguar just hugged that road and moved it. Oh, it was sweet. But I had to fall into it. I mean, it's like almost like sitting on the ground, except it's a cushy. And then I had to put my hand on the door and my other hand up on the door frame around the windshield and pull myself out of that car. And that's about when I said, no, I don't think so. Somebody else needs to own it. But I had it for a while. I owned my dream car for a while. Not the exact dream car, but the same make. So it's okay. Okay, we need another song. So here is another one that you sent me this morning. And it's by a group called Middle of the Road. Now, I don't know. You can let me know, E, if you know. I tried to read the language at the beginning. It looked like it was Swedish or Finnish or something like that this group is from. And it's like, well, okay, they sing in English, so it's all right by me. The name of the song is Soleil Soleil. Okay. Sole? Cut.
I just quit.
Get a butcher knife and chop it. Okay. Yeah, it's like, huh? Wait, what? Weird. It's an ending that you kind of forget when you're not listening to it constantly. I listened to it earlier this morning, and it's like, I haven't listened to it since then. I forgot it ended that abruptly. But it sure did, didn't it? Whoa.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here is one. And this kind of surprised me, but okay. This is a song done by Miley Cyrus and Melanie Safka. Originally, in 1970, it was recorded by a folk singer, and she went by her name Melanie. She didn't use her last name, just Melanie. Not one of my favorites, but, you know, she was pretty. But back then, you didn't have videos, so who cared?
No.
But anyway, this remake is by Miley Cyrus and Melanie Safka. Look what they've done to my song.
Puppies! They want to sing along.
Aw.
Look what they've done to my song. The only thing I could do half right is turning out all wrong. My heart. Look what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my brain, ma. Look what they've done to my brain. Well, they picked it like a chicken bone, and I think I'm half insane, ma. Look what they've done to my song. I wish I could find a good book,
good book
to live in.
Ooh.
I wish I could find a good book, because if
I never thought I'd like a Miley I know. I never thought I'd like a Miley Cyrus song. I'm sorry, but
I've never cared for her. Really?
She doesn't really impress me. No, she's a spoiled brat. I'm sorry, but that's my opinion. Okay, that's my opinion of her. And nothing I've seen will ever change it. So she could change, and maybe my opinion would change. But right now, she's a spoiled brat. Plus, she goes out into public practically naked. What is with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and what is that thing with her tongue all the time? That's disgusting. I think she's pretty much quit that, but
I don't watch her often enough to even have seen it. Thank you, God.
Well, I used to see it on the Today Show, and anyway, not anything.
Well,
about.
I never watched the Today Show, so not a problem. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that a lot of people do that I've never done, and I don't think I really missed anything. So I'm okay. I'm okay. Now, where is... I'm looking for a picture. Anyway, in the meantime, I've checked this 3 times. I know it's in there. But, you know, hey, you know how things go. You know how things go. I've got to say goodbye. Do you realize what time it is?
I can't believe it. Goodness.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Totally amazing. So, hey, guys, I've got about a minute, and that's about all I've got. So thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. And, hey, come back on Sunday. We'll have a gospel show on Sunday. And that is in place of having to go to church for a lot of you, because it's a lot like being in church, but there's a lot more music, so it's more enjoyable than church even. So come and join us for it. You'll enjoy it. You really will. It lifts you up and helps you face the week. So in this case, kids, I'm going to say bless you, stay well, stay happy, stay safe, and I'll see you on Sunday. Bye for now.
Bye.
Woke up this morning and I tried to call you, but you weren't there, kinda put me in despair. So I thought maybe I could lose my mind in the countryside. So I went for a ride, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me. Feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care. I decided to try just one more time, let you know I really love you so. Before I arrived, I saw you go away with another guy. A tear filled my eye, but I never stopped thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be. I didn't care. A long time has passed since that day I cried. Life is fine and I'm doing fine. But when I'm at home and I feel all alone, well,
I think of you. I try to get a message through, but I never stop thinking about you. Found myself wishing you were there, just to be with me, feel the breeze, sun smile, I didn't care.